Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk to a former Blue who did it out on the pitch for Everton, Stewie Barlow. Stewie, good morning to you.
Morning, Al, and you enjoy your coffee.
Great to have you on, Stu, but the circumstances aren't great. It's been pretty awful, hasn't it, this season, watching Everton. The performances have just not been there. So, was it the inevitable?
Obviously, results have been poor, Al. The position in the league's poor, and obviously the Europa Cup as well. So, things aren't going well. And, the performances haven't been great, have they? And there doesn't seem to be any fight in the team. And the bottom line is, personally, I'd like to see them stay maybe till the end of November just to see how it goes, because you feel like there's always a corner to be turned, and you're having obviously such a big club with such great players. It's going to turn. We know it's going to turn. But the bottom line is, I think, people are ringing me and asking me and texting and what's going on with Everton and stuff like that. And I think it's just down to a lack of confidence. I think, from obviously watching from afar, I think like the Atlanta game, the away game, the 3-0.
Yeah.
Since that performance, they just haven't got out of traps at all, and I think that's knocking for six. And they just haven't recovered from that game, I think personally. And like anything, Al. The bottom line is, look, these players do get paid a lot of money, but they're only human beings, and no matter experience or whatever age you are. They just look. I was at the Limassol game a couple of weeks ago, and obviously they went 2-1 up at one stage. But for me, I was actually sitting there with a friend and saying, "How are we 2-1 up in this game?" It was just one of them games. And,
well, they were gifted a goal in that game, weren't they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and it was just a strange night. But the bottom line is, they look like they're lacking confidence, and you've been involved in
plays
football
a big part,
for years.
Doesn't it?
Mm. Of course, yeah, but you've been involved in football for years, and it's a fine line. Mm. It just takes one result or one goal, or you go in, it's like a centre forward if they're not scoring. It just takes one to go off his backside, and all of a sudden they're scoring goals. I think we just need the result, don't we? But the bottom line is, the manager, they get paid a lot of money to bring these players in, and then they cop it at the end of the day. And unfortunately, the hatchet's come down. He's been sacked.
They don't get too much time nowadays, do they? Particularly in the top flight of English football. I put this to Matt earlier as well. Are there mitigating circumstances for Ronald Koeman? I mean, having to play five of last season's top six in your first eight games is not great. And you're always going to struggle to get results against the real top sides. But Everton have aspirations to be one of those top sides. So are those mitigating circumstances valid?
Well, as you're saying, they're looking to be a top side. I'm sure they will over the foreseeable future, next couple of seasons with this, Missouri in charge and stuff like that. But, what you're saying there, you're spot on. You're playing out your first eight games, you're playing five of the top side. It's going to be a difficult start for the club. And it was funny, I just caught the television yesterday and I seen like the fixtures over the next, the next 8 or 9 fixtures. I'm thinking, a lot of them are winnable games all of a sudden, you get a win, a draw, your next two league games, and you probably shoot up to 12th or 13th. And yes, we're in a precarious position, Al, but it's only it's only middle of October, just after the middle of October. There's a long, long way of the season to go, and I'd like to have seen him stay a bit more. But look, I don't make the decisions, and the fans don't. But obviously, there's you feel when I was at the Limassol game, you could feel the unrest even then, and you could see individuals shouting at the manager, and they're getting which listen. The bottom line is they pay a lot of money to go in the grounds. They've got to air the views. Yeah. But what's sad? It's not just our club. It's sad to see in football, isn't it? Now, it's such a results based business now. Look at De Boer at Crystal Palace, 4 games and getting sacked. It's ridiculous. And not just that, he's brought players in who he wants. He's got a system going and a way of playing pre-season or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden, 4 games later, you get a new manager, and I just think it's strange. And you look now, whether they've got anyone lined up, I don't know, but you get a new manager who comes in, he might have totally new ideas.
Exactly. Yeah.
And where do you go from there? All of a sudden, are we making excuses 2 months down the line saying, well, it's a new manager and it's a new... All of a sudden, you could be tailed off, but the only thing is, it's like anything, Al. Over history, when you look at history, normally you get a new manager in, it just gives players a lift, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird, it's strange.
Yeah.
It gives players a lift and you tend to get results somewhere in there.
I think the problem with Everton, just before we talk about who might be the new manager, there didn't seem to be any clear direction, no shape, no sort of plan on the pitch. I think even when Roberto Martinez was in charge, for all his faults, you could see exactly what he was trying to do, how he was trying to play his football. I haven't seen that from Koeman this season. It's been difficult to understand the direction that he's given them when they've gone out onto that pitch.
Yeah, I mean, we go back to again. It's about confidence. When you're playing well, you could be in whatever shape you want.
Right.
You know, you could have two at the back. You could have four in the. You know, you might go out with a 4-3-3 or whatever system. But if you're winning 2 or 3 nil and players, you get Leighton Baines crossing off from the left wing in the corner, and you know, say Seamus Coleman
arrives. Well, it's happened before. Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. But if that happened, you look and go, hang on, that's not the right shape. But yeah. When you're winning. Everything's hunky-dory and, you know, the grass is lovely and green and that. But the thing about it, Al, it's confidence, isn't it? Mm. You know, all of a sudden, as I say again, we might get a couple of wins the next couple of league games. No one looks at shape and direction. Everyone goes, oh, everything's going great.
Gives people belief. Mm.
It's belief. It's just like, anything. A striker, you know, when you're winning, you score, and you make, whatever run you make, it's the right run.
Mm.
You know, it's like a midfielder, whatever ball you play, when you're winning, it's the right ball. Everything just seems to be going swimmingly, and they're just battling for the results at the minute. And I think it's back to the drawing board and the old dogs of war, I think. Yeah.
Well, will David Unsworth give them that? I mean, he's a man you'll know. Will he be able to instill that confidence and belief that Everton need at the moment? He understands exactly what the club is about, doesn't he?
Of course, yeah. You know, he understands the club. He understands what the fans want. And the bottom line is, Al, it's, you know, I think so. So performances go out the window at the moment. We need the results.
Yeah.
Whether it's a pretty performance, whether it's a scrappy performance, we need something. And, you know, it's like anything. Just that one result could kickstart, you know, all of a sudden you're on a run. But, you know, we're in a difficult position at the moment. And I believe, you know, I wouldn't say it was a panic sack. And everyone, fans weren't happy.
Mm.
I'm sure, obviously, the chairman and you know Bill from sitting in the stands and Mr. Masuri were looking there, thinking, you know, maybe it can't go on much longer. They've made a decision. Look, we have to live with it. And the bottom line is, yes, it's sort of a blight on Ronald Koeman's CV. But the bottom line is, Al, he won't be signing on the dole tomorrow, will he?
No, not at all.
A very wealthy man from it.
He'll have a decent payoff. Yeah.
Yes, I think he's had a great, you know, he's had an illustrious career. And you know, you do feel sorry for him in football ways, but the bottom line is financially, he got sacked, he'll get paid off or whatever happens, he'll go to another football club, and, you know, he is a good manager, he'll go somewhere else.
Mm. So who would suit the Blues longer term then, Stewie?
At the moment, Neil Warnock. Go get Neil Warnock.
Get them out of a hole.
Yeah, of course. Well, Neil Warnock, Sam Allardyce, they're the ones who normally... But look, you know, I say that and jest it, but, you know, in the long term, you want someone who's going to be up there challenging in the, you know, the top three or four, or you are certainly the top six anyway. And I did a thing last night. It was Tuchel from Dortmund, or was that used to be Dortmund?
Yeah.
Ancelotti. I mean, they're managers in the top echelons of their managerial table, aren't they? You know what I mean? They're the type of managers you're looking for. To be fair, I thought Koeman was one of them as well. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be up there eventually. So. But they're the type of managers and names you want to be looking at.
Mm.
But if it was just if you could give me a Warnock or Sam Allardyce a 2-month contract, I'd get them in now.
Wow. And what about David Moyes return? Would that be something that you'd advocate?
Look, Moyes was there 11 years. And in football terms, it was 11, 12 years.
It's a lifetime, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lifetime. Apart from, you know, Arsene Wenger was, you know, he broke the mould and Alex Ferguson. Then it was David Moyes. So, you know, does he come in, do a short-term job? Listen, Al, it's a great debate for sitting in the pub having a pint, isn't it? Who are we going to get in? And, you know, there's plenty of managers out there without a job, but are they out of job because they wanted to leave? Or are they out of jobs because they were rubbish at another club? So it's a massive debate, isn't it? You know, I'd like to see Moyes back. He's Everton, you know, he's at his heart was at Everton, obviously, he gave everything for the club. And he done well, invariably. He done quite well. And obviously, we've got this, you know, this chairman now who's going to give money for the club, and, you know, does he spend right, or, you know, does he? But does it? It's like anything. We've got a system going now. Players who come in and play away, they, you know, Moyes comes in and changes that way. Do they suit it? It's, you know, we've got loads of scenarios, haven't we? We could be here for hours debating who's going to come in. But I'd love to see. I would, you know, on a how can I say, on a kudos point of view, I'd like to see someone like Ancelotti or Tuchel, one of these top managers come in and just to see how they go.
Koeman was probably seen as that when he arrived, not this summer, but the summer before. So short term then, can Everton get a result at Chelsea? Can they just give themselves a lift? I mean, Chelsea will probably play a few second stringers tomorrow down at Stamford Bridge in this League Cup tie. So Everton need to go there and try and get something, take the game to extra time and get a result maybe.
Hey, listen, the way Chelsea are going at the minute, mate, as well, they're not playing overly great football. Okay, they're grabbing, they're sort of getting there with the results, but they're not being outstanding this season. So why not? You know, the bottom line is, I think the old adage, they say players got to look in the mirror, look at themselves and go, right, look, you had a top club, you had Everton Football Club, get out there and perform on the pitch. But as I said again, it doesn't have to be a top performance and, you know, play like Barcelona or Real Madrid. Go out there and fight for the shirt, fight for the fans, fight for the club, go and get results. You know, I'm not saying they're not fighting, by the way, because it's just, I'd put it down to confidence. When things aren't going right, everything just seems to cave in. And, you know, it was documented last week, Koeman said about, you know, the players don't want to pass forward. And I was at the game. Yeah, at times they were playing easy ball and, you know, but when they're playing well, like you know, Tom Davis, when he's playing well, when he came into the team, he's bursting forward, he's getting into a box, and all of a sudden, it's like I'm not blaming Tom, by the way, because I think he's going to be a fantastic player of the club, but I'm just giving him as a name. But other players as well, it just seems to be, I know what he meant by saying they're not passing forward, just be a bit more, I don't know, maybe even go route one, get in the box and get round your strike.
Well,
we haven't got a striker, have we?
Fantastic. Let's hope they can do it, Stewie, tomorrow. Brilliant.
Get Romelu Lukaku back.
Can't afford him now.
Steve Hoddesell's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.